A 1976 management skills study questioned 200 leaders of British industry and commerce as to the most important attributes of an executive manager. More than 80% of them listed decision-making ability as the most important attribute. If we think about it, the importance of a job in society and the financial reward received for it are determined largely by the importance of the decisions involved in that job. A managing director of a large corporation and a gardener both have to make many decisions in the course of their work. Their jobs may involve approximately the same number of working hours per week. Why then the huge difference in pay? Decisions made by the managing director of a large corporation affect hundreds, maybe thousands of employees, and ultimately the economy of the area. The gardener's decisions affect a much smaller circle of individuals and in a much less dramatic way. Both jobs require great expertise, training, and effort. The essential difference, therefore, lies in the consequences of the decisions involved. In so many areas of modern business, it is not just your resource management and organizational skills, but also your ability to deal effectively and creatively with consequential decisions that will determine how far up the ladder you can climb. In this unit of Talk to the World, we will look at the process of decision-making from two perspectives. First, we will follow the psychological approach, examining the state of mind and general philosophy needed to become an effective decision-maker. Secondly, we will take a more practical approach, examining the steps involved in making effective, creative decisions. In part two of this unit, we will summarize and further examine the most important techniques and methods contained in part one.